For CJLO News, I'm Shanalee Marie. Police fired tear gas at protesters as two groups of demonstrators clashed Sunday. Pro-Israel and pro-Palestine demonstrations got involved in an altercation that resulted in a damaged vehicle of one of the protesters, according to CTV News. It was one of several demonstrations in Canada around the ongoing crisis, which recorded its deadliest day on Sunday. Israel bombed a house in Gaza belonging to the leader of Hamas, which fired 100 rockets towards Israel. At least 42 Palestinians were killed, including 8 children. At least 50 were injured. The death toll in Gaza now stands at 192 since the bombing began more than a week ago. On the Israeli side, 10 people have been reported dead, including 2 children. In coronavirus news, the federal government released its vaccination goals for the year. If 75% of adults in Canada receive at least one dose by the summer, Ottawa says patios, picnics, and camping will be allowed across the country. If 3/4 of Canadians have 2 doses by the fall, family gatherings will likely be permitted. In Quebec, just half of the residents have received at least one dose, for an average of about 85,000 shots per day. Today's stories are by Luca Caruso Moro. To hear more, visit cjlo.com/news.